You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
Yeah, baby, we live! Come on. All right. We'll start the show in a second. I'm trying to figure out how I could pull this thing up so that I could see the actual, what people are saying, you know?
Is this the first time you've ever used an
iPad? No, I got you. I got
it. Yeah, not to do. It's hard to pull. It's hard to use an iPad for this. You guys, I got words, huh? Yeah, I'm probably just gonna go with the chat here. So maybe there's dire news in Blangola that Alexis needed to attend to. You do know how the Blangola thing, right?
Someone, Christian, explained this.
We just add bees to stuff. It's not really a blood thing, although people keep asking me if it is. When we were kids, it all started with. Me and my friends were playing basketball, and he did, like, a move. And he's like, oh, yeah, that was Patrick Blueing. Yeah. And he was like, no. And then he goes, and we're all like, what? And he goes, no, that's who taught me that. He goes, you know who taught me that? Patrick Blueing. We all started laughing. And he goes, it's Patrick Ewing's brother. And then we all started laughing harder. Like, why would his brother have a different last name? It made no sense.
That's how it works, yeah. You know, sometimes.
Yeah. And it just became, like, Hakeem Olajuwon. Yeah. Like, we just started adding beasts to stuff. And my mother was like, this is so stupid. I'm like, stop, Lazy, because her name's Daisy. And over and over and over
nailed
again.
Nailed it.
Yeah, and it was hilarious to us. I brought this up. Christian's like, do you have any idea what this is going to do to the chat? And it has not stopped. And then
but wait, Blangola.
Yes, okay, so President's Day, I said, Christian, out of nowhere. Christian hates when I do this, by the way. We started the show. He was like, I'm going to start the show. I'm going to do X, Y, Z. And then as soon as I start the show, I just like toss everything off the desk. And I go, yo, it's President's Day. If you could be president of any country, what would it be? And he was like, Angola. We were all like, Angola?
That does not sound like an easy one no, to be president yeah. of.
So I said, I also was going to pick Angola, but my Angola would take over his Angola right. and rename it Blangola. And now we even have a flag.
Yeah, we got a flag. Yeah. We're going to be putting it up pretty soon.
We're going to be getting it.
What does that flag look like?
It's crazy. It's pretty cool. There's so much you have to know. Did anyone explain to you the 10 million lions, 10 billion lions versus the sun thing?
No.
I was on a lot of meds. And in the middle of Christian speaking, I got bored. So I said, yo, that's kind of like 10 billion lions versus the sun. And everyone's like, what? And I go, dude, I don't know. And it became a thing. So you know the crest of England? I'm doing a pretty good job of explaining quickly. You want us three lions?
Yeah.
Someone made one with like 10,000 lions
amazing.
In it. And it's that with the Cuban and the Dominican flag mixed together. Okay. It's bananas.
Okay.
But it's amazing.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. By the way, let's actually start the show. Welcome to the Cooligans, everybody. Christian is still being a dad. You got to start the timer. Christian's still being a dad. Boo. doesn't know he's Latino and he's supposed to leave already? We got to change his name. Why is he being a dad? But he's not here for another week. And of course, we got... Oh, as Isaac Gogna said, David Gasolina.
Yes, sir.
I've never had an actual horn. You know, I had an app on my phone that was
for
a
the
horn,
air horn.
And every time I went to do it, obviously, not enough memory on the phone. So instead of going off, it starts downloading.
Yeah, you hit the button. And it's a little cloud with the arrow.
Yeah.
That's the worst, bro.
So... Oh, whoa, they're ahead of us on this stream.
Yeah, Kevaranda just missed. All right, well, don't tell us nothing, bro.
So
we're not, because, yeah, so we're recording this while the Champions League games are on. So for those of you listening, we don't know what happened yet, but we probably will by the end of the show, I think, right? Because it's the second half.
Yeah, there's only 10 minutes left.
Okay, so all right, we'll know. We'll talk about it, you know? but there's only 10 minutes left. I don't know the scores. You do.
Yeah.
Here was my picks. My picks were Real Madrid. And I think Napoli swings it back. But after hearing that, Ms. BK, I'm not so sure.
So you picked two teams that aren't in. Because it's Real Madrid and Napoli that are.
Oh, Real Madrid and Naples, Florida.
How long did you think? Did you ever have a time in your life when you thought the places in the U.S. were the original name and the places over there were named after this?
You know when that happened?
Yeah.
So growing up, I'm from Newark. We called New Jersey, Jersey. You just say, yeah, I'm from Jersey, right? Yeah. And then someone goes, you know, there's a Jersey in England. I go, well, then they're the New Jersey. And then someone would explain to me, no, it's like a beautiful island. Did you know there's also a Newark?
No, I just assumed Newark was like New York and then they combined it.
I thought it was like a religious thing. Newark, you know?
Oh, I never even thought of that. There's a Newark, England?
There is. And it's like a quaint town. In fact, there's a Newark Town United or Newark Town FC.
Like because they have their local team.
Yeah.
We should go beat them up.
So here's what I found out. There's also, and this is true, you know, what's his name? Dom Dwyer. He's from Cuckfield.
Oh, God.
I didn't know
They pronounce it Cuckfield, but it's from Cuckfield. And during a stream, we looked it up, and it turns out that they're called the White Bellies. Now, I did not make that up. And even further, the truth is their hashtag for Twitter is COWB. I'm not making that up. It's come on, you white bellies.
Shut.
I am not making any of this up. We laughed so hard about this that eventually this got to Cuckfield FC.
Yeah, because they don't have much else going
on. They got nothing else going
they're
on.
They're waiting for other people to do things to them.
And they're just like, did anyone notice the double entendre yet? Yeah. Check the internets. And then finally, two idiots do, me and Christian. One and a half idiots, if we're being real. And that's Christian. Because he chose to work with me. And, bro, they were like, you got to come here, bro. I would love it. They were all about it.
Yeah.
But it's too far from London. When I was in London, I'm like, bro, I'm not burning 2 hours to go to Cuckfield. You know what I mean?
They just literally got cucked on that whole situation.
Yeah, facts. And that's like, that's what we're here for.
I was in England walking through Hyde Park. And you better believe I thought it was named after New Hyde Park.
Yeah.
I was like, this is like New Hyde Park, but the other one. And they're like, bro. Well, new. And you're like,
oh, yeah.
And then you start reassessing your whole life view.
Right.
And you're like, oh, yeah.
I say we change it. Like, why do we have an inferiority complex to them, bro? I say instead of New York, we go with better York. All
right? Y Town.
Instead of New Jersey, we go with better Jersey.
And instead of New Hampshire, we go.
We'll just
leave that one in here.
We actually changed the name of the other one. And by the way, Miguelito's here. Miguelito.
Of course, here as always. Chelsea.
Just the daddy who pays the bills.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Just the metal arc. Bro, I've always wanted to be one of those kids who had like their dad's credit card or a dad. That would have been cool. And now we have one.
And Christian's both of those things.
Isn't
for you.
It crazy? Yeah. He does tell me what I can and can't spend.
Yeah, exactly. He's literally both those things for you.
He also tells me what I'm not allowed to tweet from the, you know, the company account.
So you put them in drafts, then he goes through edits.
No,
later.
He deletes them and then tells me like, please stop that. and I'm like, what the hell? Alex is bumping and blunding. See, thank you, Lex. He gets it.
See, there you go.
Dude, now we're Blue New York, bro. Blue York? Whatever. You guys get it. All right. You guys get the vibes. Let's talk about MLS, because that's why you're here.
Is that why I'm here?
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Shouts to US.
I thought I was just here to hang out.
Right.
I thought we were talking Knicks.
Where people are remembering a lot of our inside jokes. We will talk Knicks.
Right here.
Little Jalen Brunson. Let's go.
You don't want this. No one wants this heat.
Bro, Jalen Brunson is him, right?
Yeah,
he's him?
Obviously. Yeah, you saw his dad?
No.
So his dad's an assistant coach.
Yeah.
He hit the shot to, I think, stretch it to 4 last minute. His dad's first off the bench.
Yeah.
Just fist pumping. That's my boy.
Bro, I literally had to walk away from the TV for like 2 minutes, and my friend just wrote back like, Brunson is clutch. And I'm like, stop. I paused Fubo. Stop it. So I didn't get to watch. I was like, all right, whatever. Let's talk a little MLS, because you're finally we have an expert in here, me. And then you're also here. But one of the things I want to talk about.
Because you and Thierry Henry hang out and just break down tactics all day,
everyone's
right?
Everyone's like, yo, I can't believe Henry said you're the reason Arsenal. I'm like, bro, Thierry Henry knows who I am. You say whatever you want. He could have said anything. He could have said, I'm the reason my dad left. And I would have been like, cool, Thierry. Thank you, dude.
Would you say sitting on a set with Thierry Henry equals sitting on a set with me? in an experience in your life?
Yeah, dude. In fact, you're new, Thierry.
Right? We take everything in England.
Take that Europe.
And we make another one. Yeah. New Henri over here. Someone called
you
this.
You could pronounce it Henry.
Yeah, now it's Henry.
That would be a whole thing.
I was like, relax, Thierry. someone called this show Extra Extra Time. I am Lelouja, just paid $2 so that I read this.
That's my guy, Charlie. Because you know Charlie. Literally, I'm assuming, on the 2-3 train yesterday. Me and Weeby are taking the train down after recording Extra Time. And Weeby got off at Penn Station because he lives in New Jersey like a scrub.
Wow. Yeah. That's where the Herb moved to, dude. Yeah,
exactly.
You mean Better Jersey. He lives in Better Jersey.
Well, his part might be the same Jersey. I don't know. Yeah. And then this guy came over, Charlie, and he was like, hey, man, big fan. And it's like, he comes over.
You never know what's going to happen.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And the expectation would never be what actually happened.
Right.
So now I'm like, oh, this dude's going to say something. And I'm reading a weird book right now because I'm like intellect and stuff. So I was like, I thought it was going to be about the book.
Yeah, I
didn't know.
Because people will do that if you have a book.
Yeah. And they'll be like, oh, what are you reading? Or more likely with this one, it's about the US and China. Be like, this is why you don't know what you think you know.
Oh,
and I don't know enough to debate that.
You got to take the cover off that and put like,
library book, man.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Library card.
Brooklyn Public Library, baby. It is my favorite place.
They just opened
a new
one in our neighborhood. It's actually beautiful.
It is where I live. That's why I go in and get books.
Yeah.
And it is amazing.
Yeah.
I forget
we live near each other. Yeah. We don't even hang out in
our neighborhood. No, we only hang out here. We're going to make so many plans over the course of this show.
We haven't done one of them. We've set up plans to eat and we've never done
one. We're going to go to Montreal and eat.
So your boy, I am Lelouja. And you know why you haven't met me, I am Lelouja? It's because your boy don't take trains. I got money.
Clearly.
No, they said, Dave, great meeting you on the train yesterday. And Zachary Johnson spent $10, $10.
The richest man in Blangolan.
Which
Zachary
is 10
Johnson.
Blangolan dollars. Yeah, it's a one-to-one with the American dollar.
Real strong economy.
Yeah, we do business out there that y'all can't find out about. Say, Goss, I'm mad at Extra Time. Y'all didn't talk about the crew. We winning MLS
Cup.
We'll add a little bit of time somewhere there.
Because
I want to talk about Wilfred Nancy. He's incredible. But let's talk about teams that are struggling a little bit.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Because it's wild early in the season, yet it does seem like some teams are starting to slide back. And I think the one we got to talk about first has to be LA Galaxy. I said something on this show and on Morning Footy on Paramount Plus.
It's getting harder to quote yourself, huh? More platforms.
I said this on multiple platforms. At first here, I said, it seems like LAFC, if LA Galaxy don't get this right, will be the team of the city in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And people told me that happened 2 years ago, whatever. I don't agree. I think LA Galaxy, because of their history, can still somewhat compete. After that loss, it seems like there's almost, they have to win MLS Cup in order to even get their name back in the running. LA Galaxy is a bit in the mud. You've got Greg Vanney seems like he's being torn at the seams. He's pretending to do handballs. He's swearing in press conferences. He's blaming everyone else. Chicharito. I mean, there's jokes. It's someone did JFK looking much older and said JFK if Chicharito was the shooter. I mean, there's jokes going left and right. My mother's calling me on the phone. Here we go. Oye, Daisy. Okay, you're on the podcast. I got to go, okay? No, don't say anything private. You're on the show.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That's right. We don't get into legal trouble in our family. Yeah, there's mics on. She's like, oh, yeah. Okay, bye.
I respect that you just couldn't not pick up for your mom. You had to pick up.
Of course.
You
got to pick up for
your
mom.
No, that's fair. Yeah,
you know, DraftKings is like, this is what we paid for.
Should I just start calling people?
Yeah, dude, call my mother.
I put my phone on do not disturb. Your phone's just going off.
Yeah. Well, my mother very rarely calls. There's two reasons why my mom calls.
Someone died.
Absolute emergency, or she can't figure out the cable box.
Oh, mine is always someone died, and then now it's become a point where it's never that.
Yeah.
But the moment the phone rings, you're like,
yeah, someone. I have to.
Yeah, and then you pick up, and you're like, who's dead? And they're like, no, we were just curious, like, what time you were going to come over on Wednesday. And I was like,
you're like, no one died?
Yeah. Can you not call me?
Yeah.
Please don't call me, but I love you guys.
Someone just put Daisy. Yo, by the way, she could throw a mean right hook. That's the most Latino thing that's ever happened on the show as a travel football fan. Okay, bye is a pretty, we need to isolate that for the soundboard.
Yeah, for sure. We'll get that
In fact, every time my mother calls, we should play this. Because you never know what's going to happen. You also never know what's going to happen with LA Galaxy. What are your
thoughts? Wow, what a professional transition.
I've been up since 3 a.m. Yeah. What are your thoughts on just where we are? It's not too late to fix this, but it's starting to feel like it's slipping out from underneath them, especially with the front office stuff.
Yeah, so for the Galaxy, the problem is there's multiple conversations. One is like they're really bad right now. They haven't won a game.
How many goals? One? Two?
Yeah, whatever. Well, they scored two in this game. Yeah. So I hope they scored more than one
Probably
goal
three
season.
In
yeah.
total. I forget.
Now we got the... Oh, you got someone doing this for you? You don't even have
Look
to
at
do
this.
It.
I'm not even moving my hands, bro. Look, my
we can't
no
find
hands.
The team. Four goals for? Three goals for? Yeah. But the issue for the club is bigger, which is like years and years of operating in the wrong way. So they...
What is the wrong way for people listening?
I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah.
So they were successful with Beckham and Landon. At the time, I think Peter Vermees was the one who told me this. He said about 80% of players were presented to MLS teams by agents because they didn't really have scouting departments. And you were selecting between them. And then the other 20% was guys you knew or you went out and found. So the Galaxy built a core with great players, Beckham, AJ De La Garza, guys like that, and then they would bring other little pieces in. Since then, the Galaxy have continued operating that way, and no other team in MLS does that. Every other team has scouting departments, analytics departments.
They're still functioning
contact.
This way?
They have moved away from it slightly, but they are one of the least robust front offices in the league, and that's how you
show... How is that possible?
Because they were resting on their laurels of being the Galaxy and being L.A., and
they
why
were like, people come to us. Why
we
do we got
to
go?
Out.
We don't have to find them.
Gareth Bale came to LAFC on a TAM contract. People love LA. So they'll just come to us and we'll just figure it out. Once the talent's in the team, we'll just figure it out. And that's been the case for the LA Galaxy. Other teams have advanced like youth academy stuff. It's LA. They play one academy guy, Jalen Neal, right now, because like he played for the U.S. before he played for them.
Right.
So they had to. And Efra Alvarez, who they don't play and hasn't gotten any better and hasn't improved. So they don't use the market. They're not going out and doing things advanced. And so you have a team that's like always trying to catch up and they waste money because that's what you have to do in MLS if you're not efficient. So they bring in internationals, which means they have to trade for international picks and waste money. They bring in players they don't want. So then they either have to buy them out or trade them for less than what they got them for, like Kevin Cabral and Derek Williams. And they've constantly been catching up. So that's the big picture issue for the Galaxy. And that's not going to get fixed this year. They hired Will Koontz, which is like a big MLS nerd move. He was at LAFC for a while. He's from Brooklyn Heights.
Nice.
Yeah. His dad is a judge, I believe, in the Supreme Court building.
Ooh.
You've seen his dad because his dad's a legend.
Yeah.
He walks around, giant guy with like a cool
Saved
hat.
My friend, by the way. My friend was like, hey, I'm doing jury duty in your neighborhood. I'm like, yo, that's a Fed.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, I don't know. I go,
that's a FIFA case.
It was at Chapo.
No.
I saved her from being... I said, bro, you got to get out of it. And she's like, the night before, you can
Wait,
look this
how
up.
How did you save her?
Bill Burr had done Madison Square Garden the night before she was to go to jury duty. We're at the after party, and she goes...
CBS, now Bill Burr after party?
You know, right? And Bill
the
Burr
hates me now.
The
table is groaning under the name
Bill
drop.
Burr's tried to find me twice. true story. So I'm no longer invited to those parties. But... she goes, yeah, I got to go to your neighborhood. I'm going to be going to court. I was like, no, you can't. That's El Chapo. She goes, who's El Chapo? And I'm like, what?
Well, she's perfect for that case.
And then. I go, the guy who's going to murder your family if you say he's guilty. And she's like, what? I go, look it up. He escaped jail through tunnels. Like, this guy's no joke. And she was like, no, I think it'll be fine. She goes, I avoided jury duty so many times. They threw me in a federal case.
Yeah.
And I go, no, you cannot go. And she's like, I'm going to go. And the next day she texts me. She goes, before I went to bed, you scared me so much. I Googled them. She goes, I faked the sickness to not have to go.
So you think she'll get in trouble now that you've talked about this on this podcast?
No, dude. If the feds are listening to this podcast, y'all wasting your time, bro. Just tap his phone, dude.
Yeah, don't listen true. To his Absolutely. So the Galaxy are a mess there.
Yeah.
And then, but the one thing for them has been, like, there's some talent on the team, right? Zlatan, Jonah Dos Santos, guys like that. So they've kind of been able to compete at times, which covers up a lot of that.
Greg Vanney seems like the type of guy who wants to roster build. Has he not tried to maybe put his tentacles in there a little bit?
No, he absolutely has. There's a decent amount of crossover between him and Jovan Karofsky, who's the guy above him or now below him or next to him, whatever. They both love French players. So then you see Sega Koulibaly and Kevin Cabral. And,
okay.
Oh, the French second division. We're going to win MLS Cup. That hasn't really worked. I think there was a misidentification on the specific talent as well as that level of being like, oh, these guys can just blow everyone away. It doesn't matter. Turns out they're not that good. I think that's part of it. And then the other part is there aren't a ton of coaches who are good at doing both. Like, it's, we're going to talk about SKC, I assume.
Yeah.
This. Peter Vermees has done it really well, but he's not perfect at it. Because as a coach, you want to win on Saturday. And as a GM, you have to plan long term and like make everything work and build depth and have other options. And now Greg Vanney's doing both. And I don't know that that's the right role for him.
When you look at the situation they're in, it's exacerbated. Whew, right?
Up at 3 a.m. Andrew's exacerbated. Let's go.
Brooklyn Public Library over here.
BPL. BPL, bro. I'm ESL and BPL at the same damn time. By the way, my brain hurts. I am La Lucha just paid $2 for me to say this. Alexis, we watched the World Cup together.
Oh, so you have met Charlie.
Charlie's the homie.
Yeah.
I don't be on them trains up.
I said, what are you who are you a fan of? He said NYCFC, which I assume means he had a tattoo. I couldn't see it.
He's the homie, bro. Yeah. Also, one of the top bartenders in the city.
Oh, yeah?
We should go hang out with Charlie.
Where?
I'm not gonna put him on blast. Right. But
I love a good cocktail. No, I just went to Montreal.
Montreal's one of the greatest cities in the world. But no, trust me, he's the guy. He's okay. Him. He's the Jalen Brunson of mixology.
Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah.
I am him Lucha, dude.
Oh.
We're talking about...
No idea what we're talking
about. No one knows what's happening. If you're listening to this, the answer is you don't have ADD. We do.
Greg Vanney?
No, we were talking about LA Galaxy. How much was it bravado that stopped them from changing some of these things you're talking about? Because this is a big reveal for me to realize that they just sat back and were like, what are you talking about? Agents. Well, a new team sprung up. They're downtown. I said Hawthorne and people got mad at me. I'm sorry. You're in Carson. By the way, turns out that's a different thing. No one cares. right? They're in LA County. This team is going downtown. You've got Beckham, now owns a different team, but he's your biggest superstar. Landon Donovan over down in San Diego. They're not even associated with your club anymore. Meanwhile, they've got superstar owners. They bring in someone like a Carlos Vela who does make the connection to the Latino community there. It's a wildly Latino fan base, or at least the vibe of it, right? And that seems to have sort of found its roots even more and dug its roots deeper into the city. There's something about it where this seems like they've made every right move. At the very least, they've made it very more apparent. The safe standing, the 3252, the well-traveling, all this happens. On top of that, they've got this incredible scouting network, or at least from what we know, they seem to be finding value everywhere. How much of it was ignored? How much of these massive red flares going off in your own city were ignored? We're now... LA Galaxy are playing catch up.
Yeah. So I would push back on some of what you said, and I think Galaxy fans or Galaxy people would.
They're in the DMs. Yeah. Wildly pushing back.
The main one being Galaxy also have a massive Hispanic fan base, and they are also connected into the roots of the city.
Can I tell you
something?
The fact that it was a surprise to me, someone who's done a show for 7 years, is a problem.
Yeah. That the Galaxy have that fan base?
A massive Latin fan base. Yeah. I know of the
well,
LA
like
Riot.
Cienfuegos goes into the El Salvador community, and they're huge for El Salvadorians in that city.
Sure, but and what I'm saying is the fact that that's a kind of a
surprise
to me. They
don't present it the way LAFC has,
that's
100%.
Part of their fault. Yeah. I'm not saying it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's not visible.
Yeah. Now, and part of that is we don't live in LA and we don't care about LA.
Right.
I don't know about you. I speak
for
myself.
Nah, yo, it's New York only, bro.
Yeah, exactly. There's
I'm
one
still
coast.
Riding with Biggie.
Yeah. There's only one coast, one crown. Yeah. So you don't have to worry about that.
You're a collection of towns and a beach you don't even go to. Let's
don't
be
even
honest.
Get me started. But I would say
fire tacos, though.
I would say for them, as much as everything you said is true, if the Galaxy were good, this would be perfect because it would be toe-to-toe.
It would be duct taping over...
Oh, the bigger issues.
Yeah.
But
if another team sprung up in Atlanta and we're like, we're just going to go with vibes, how long would that last?
True.
Which is what LA's doing.
Yes, true. But my point being, there is still LA for LA Galaxy. Like, they don't need to fix maybe what the Red Bulls had to fix when NYCFC came in, which was like
some
weird.
Some would say still haven't fixed. But also NYCFC have... slowed.
But I can't guarantee you that all of it's fixable for the Red Bulls. Like, I don't know if you can be in Harrison and everything, where I don't think the Galaxy have those issues. It's more sporting side, and yet they've not fixed any of them for, what, the last 6 years with LAFC in? So you're right. And then LAFC has taken over, and now...
Let me give you a scenario.
Yeah.
I hate to interrupt you. I'm going to do it a lot. But let me give you a scenario. You know, scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to change that. I found out about a new one, and I love it. It's -3 to 3. So 0. This is like a real
still
thing.
Zero?
This isn't like me losing my brain. By the way, Zachary Johnson paid $5 for me to say this. Give us the tea, guys. The San Diego Loyos are the next MLS expansion. All right. You could just nod if you know that. Okay, there you go. Nothing gets out on the podcast, but let's just say.
Because they run that stuff through me.
Yeah. David Gass is the one who answers
the email. I'm the head of the whole thing.
Yeah. -3 to 3. Okay. The reason I like that is 0, it gives you a real middle where 0, 1 to 10, 5 is already a failure.
Yeah.
Where it's not exactly the middle ground. 6 or 7 is kind of a failure in 1 to 10. So I like the -3 to 3. I'm going to say
is 0 a failure?
No, it's middle. It's okay. The exact middle, right? So like,
so one is, you're saying 1 sounds better than 6 in a scale of
0. Yes, 100%. Okay. 1 is acceptable. Okay. 3 is incredible, okay. Right? Well, I'm going to say -3 is LA Galaxy, and I'm going to say 3 is LAFC. Let's switch it so I don't get... LAFC is -3. 3 is LA Galaxy.
Okay.
You are a 10-year-old boy, okay? So picture you, still the same hairline, right? But you're watching...
Damn, Alexis.
Sorry, dude.
Not false.
Gave myself an applause for that. No. So you're 10 years old. You're living in LA, right? And you're thinking about... I really want to get into soccer.
Eating organic meat.
You're only shopping at Erewhon. Obviously, or whatever that's
$250 PB&Js.
Facts, bro. You're buying avocados that are gold leaf wrapped.
Yeah, I'm already into USC. I'm already painted.
You're already on the crew team, bro. Yeah.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
You're shopping for boat shoes when the thought of becoming a soccer fan appears. You have two options. You have LAFC and LA Galaxy. And then you start watching this season, and then you start doing a little bit of research, and you realize that LAFC did the double. Now, remind you, -3 is LAFC, 3 is LA Galaxy. On what scale, how close are you to picking one over the other? Where would you fall on that scale?
I'd probably be in -2.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's energetic.
It's close. Cool.
Yeah.
It seems like the cool place to be.
I don't know if it's close because I don't know where anyone lives again.
Right.
And how you get there.
I said you live in L.A. You're in L.A. You're not on the outskirts.
But where am I in L.A.?
Not in the L.A. county.
I got to get in a car. I got to drive. The only thing for the Galaxy.
They do have public transportation. No one's ever taken it, but they do have it.
Galaxy.
People are saying LAFC, hands down LAFC. Give me sure we're going to talk about Sporting Kansas City.
The Galaxy have history. I think they have some level of brand that.
There's some brand recognition.
Yeah.
I think it's in Europe, though.
It's definitely global.
Yeah.
Kalen Carr said this on ETR, and it was one of the best things I've heard, which is the LA Galaxy look bigger the further away you are. So, like, from overseas,
that's
the LA Galaxy are the big team in MLS, David Beckham, LA, big city.
Mm-hmm.
The closer and closer you get until you get on the field and look at them specifically, the worse and worse they are.
Who said that?
Kalen Carr. It was an awesome thing. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, who told him that? Because that doesn't seem like something. That's not something he came up with. He just repeated that. But I will say this.
Dude, defend my man Kalen at all costs.
You know Kalen. Double C gets a pass, bro. Yeah, I love it, man. When I got the TV show, he hit me up and he's like, hey, man, we should grab a bite. Oh, now you want to eat. Now you want to eat, my guy. Now, I met him and his lady. They're great. We definitely got to grab a bite. But when my buddy Flex from Europe wanted the LAFC shirt because it says Flex Power Tools, he's like, oh, that's so cool. So at least it was a connection. So I, through my people at LAFC, I got him a kit. It said his like name on the back. The whole nine.
So it said Flex on both sides.
Well, it was like his Instagram account or whatever. But I think it said United View, actually, which is his YouTube channel. And he was like, when we're doing the Complex show, when I still had it, he held it up. He's like, yeah, check out this LA Galaxy shirt. And I was like, bro, you're going to get all the smoke. That's LAFC. And he goes, oh, I thought they changed their name.
Yeah. Like he didn't realize it was a new team. Yeah.
So in his head.
Which also someone in Europe's like, oh, classic MLS.
Yeah.
They have 97 names, rebrands.
They were probably the Panthers.
Yeah.
And then they changed. But to give LA Galaxy some credit, they, you know, that's the name recognition. But to give LAFC some credit, he goes, buddy, they're winning everything. We see that in Europe. They'll even talk about like the MLS Cup and stuff winning. I just assumed that was LA Galaxy had rebranded because they're winning so much. So they kind of both kind of, it's a win-win.
Well, that's what I'm saying is there's enough space. And I think the Galaxy would be better off being good right now, now that LAFC are relevant and in their market. Like, yeah. I think it elevates both of them. If the LA Galaxy choose to participate, they have not chosen to participate far. Now, they...
Losing this derby, though, would you say they're in the mud? Or would you say they dusty?
I'd say...
That's the Alexis scale.
I was say, that's a crazy scale.
So in the mud is like a -2. Dusty is a -3, for sure.
Dude, you need to get the scale put up here. Yeah, just walking.
It's got
to
be a whiteboard, though. Yeah. You're going to keep changing
this
it.
This is what's in Alexis's brain. It just goes, all right, dusty or in the mud?
This is constantly happening. Mad people are dusty, bro. But are they... Dusty is like, you can't... Like, washed.
Yeah.
Okay. -1 in the mud. -2, dusty. Washed is 3. Like, there's -3. There's no coming back.
Yeah.
Where would you place them?
I'd put them at -1.
Which is? In the mud. In the mud. You've already lost. You lost already. They're in the mud. They're in the mud.
But because it's all there. Like, it's not hard. To fix the things that are wrong with them are not impossible because every other MLS team already does them.
And you're not going anywhere.
LAFC already does it. Yeah, yeah. So it's not that complicated to get.
And they've got talent. They got Ricky Pooj, who hates defending, but I think he's good enough to build around.
Well, he's also good looking enough that he doesn't have to defend.
That's cool. And he hates driving, so move to New York.
NYCFC, that'd be a good spot.
It'd be perfect. You want to go to Queens, my guy? And it's just one of those things where, like, I look at them and I think, man, these guys need to chill. And so, you know how I chill? A nice cold Coors Light. Come on now. You know what I'm talking about. In fact, why don't we...
Just crack one?
Why don't we do the most? Let me get a little
bang. Absolutely. Kubo did it yesterday, guys. Yeah. So you're
Kubo
you're
drank
in.
It. And let me tell you something. That's the sound I like to hear when I want to chill. Salud. In fact... The reason why I like drinking this is because when I want to chill and I want to relax, I don't want to think about how I need to chill and relax. I already know I want a Coors Light, which is cold, it's crisp, it's refreshing. But how do I know it's cold? I know it's crisp and I know it's refreshing, but how do I know it's cold? Well, the little Blue Mountain, baby, the can, it changes the color. The little mountain turns blue. As you see these are nice and blue, super refreshing. Look, I hang out with friends. There's multiple times when we do this podcast. Right. There's been times where Christian's not here after the show. We need to relax. You know what I do? I reach for one of the Coors Light. I relax. And immediately I am calm. I'm doing a lot. I'm up at 3 a.m. OK, I'm driving everywhere. No, when I don't drive, but now I'm driving.
You're raising Christian's
I'm
kid.
Going. I got it right. I'm trying to rename it. Mateo, beautiful name. Have you heard Alexis? There's a lot going on here. So I want to chill. So what I do, I say yes. So a little bit of midweek happy hour for me, okay? And I grab a nice cold crisp Coors Light. It's literally the beer that's literally made to chill, okay? There's only one beer out there that's literally made to chill, and that's Coors Light. The mountains, everything, blue, you already know. That way you always know when it's time to chill. It's Coors Light is cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's literally made to chill, all right? It's colder than my in-laws' shoulders. That they give me when I go there to eat, okay? when would you make plans to chill? I don't know, but when you do it, obviously you could add a little Coors Light. If you don't have any, when you want to chill, you want to go get some nice old ice cold Coors Light, you can get it delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans. That's CoorsLight.com/Cooligans, okay? Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado!
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Home of Lindsay Horan.
Really?
I just Googled her, yeah.
God, Golden, Colorado?
Yeah.
Look at that.
I think Coors it's right Light outside born and Denver, raised, bro. Right? Coors Light born and raised?
Born and raised, bro. So she knows Lindsay Horan out there in Olympic Lyon.
I wouldn't assume what Lindsay Horan drinks. So,
no. You know what's funny? I was in Europe, and I had to do one of the episodes from London. I was in London. I guess they're out of Europe. This is right before the show. No, this is actually when I did the whole tour on Rehug. And I had to do an episode from there. So I figured, let me get some Coors Light for the thing. It's not called Coors Light. It's just Coors. But it's this.
It's the same one.
It's Coors Light.
Because isn't Coors the original?
There's Coors Banquet.
Yeah.
Which is great, by the way. And I'm not saying that because
they're
paying.
Can you say it in a deep voice? Because in the ad, like Coors Banquet.
Coors Banquet.
Banquet beer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're closer.
You want to relax? Coors Banquet.
Man, dude, speaking of Tibbs, by the way, I have my Bluetooth speaker set up today. Yeah. Connected. Open up a Twitter video of Tibbs talking.
Yeah.
Didn't realize. And all of a sudden, this gravel in my voice. And I was like, who
bro,
is here?
He does sound like a detective whose partner yeah. was just killed. That's Tibbs.
He looks like it too, bro.
No? Yeah, he's
mad shot.
He's
he looks like guy. He looks like a detective who's said some sketchy things and has had to take some classes.
He also,
he's got that one patch of hair in the front.
Just comb that baby over.
Bro, he's like, I got kicked out of the last place I worked. But he's actually a great guy from everything I hear. SKC is so dusty, they back in the Dust Bowl, said Paolo Nelson. Yeah, let's talk SKC. Great segue, Paolo. I mean, Greg Vanney got an extension, did he not?
What?
Greg Vanney?
Got a job extension?
Did he not
contract
get
contract extension? I don't remember. I mean, he hasn't been there that long. It's only third year?
Wait, he got. I'm thinking Vermees here.
Oh, we're talking Peter Vermees. Yeah,
Peter Vermees.
Yes, Peter Vermees got an extension, contract now, extension. Peter Vermees gets paid.
Yes, he does. Yeah. And there's something about him where he looks like a G.I. Joe, mm-hmm. right? He's got the cropped haircut. He wears
just
like
crushes a triathlon on the 100%. Way to work.
Yeah. Remember when N'Golo Kanté wanted to jog to training? Yeah. They're like, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Peter Vermees is like, why not? Why would he do that? Right. He's not allowed. Why? And look, Gavincho just said, bro, we suck. They just sent you a jersey, Gavincho. Relax. remember, it's MLS. You got to kiss their ass. And they still won't work with you. sorry, dude.
don't point it at me.
No, perfect time to drink a beer. He didn't hear that. What is
DG Broadcast Inc. is open for business. So just let me know.
What is the point?
What's wrong?
No, what is the point where we start to say, is it the coaching at SKC? Because to give you guys a little background, if you don't know, if you're not aware, Gavincho's risen to fame because he streams these games and it's led to nothing and nothing but ulcers and pain for this man. They have been bad for now, I guess, a year and a half. They were kind of good at the end of last season. They had a little bit of a run where I thought that would carry into this season. But it has just been perpetual pain from a team that had just been one of those like strongholds. They have that wall with all the dates they've won US Open Cup and they were just one of those teams where you just like, they're always going to be really good. We just don't know if they're ever going to be great. And now they're not even good.
Yeah.
So what is going on? And how can someone like Peter Vermees get an extension when it seems like MLS is at the point now where these are the times where coaching decisions or coaching changes get made, whereas 10 years ago, a coach stayed on because he didn't have any other choices.
So I guess the first question on the extension part would be, what's your expectations in a vacuum for a professional soccer team in Kansas City, Missouri?
Okay, I will answer that right. by telling you this. No, there's no one else around them. They've got no other competition.
For
That's
what?
That's why they don't even have a rival.
But for what?
People drive 7 hours to go to a Cardinals game. You're telling me?
They've been around for 85 years. They've won, what, 12 World Series? They are.
How do you know so much about the Cardinals?
Because I hate the Cardinals.
Oh, really?
I'm a Mets fan. It
came out of nowhere that I had this
but
information.
But no, because the Cardinals are like a huge entity. And the Chiefs are a huge entity. So I think part of the conversation around Peter Vermees has to be he helped create Sporting KC. Like, they were the Wizards. They were playing in an empty Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah,
they
but
were
then you
irrelevant.
Make him a director of football or something in the front okay. office. Hey, so, get off the sideline, dude.
So that's a decent point, which is, like, what has he earned? And once he's earned that, how long does it last? I'm sure Gavincho and everyone else.
Zachary Johnson just paid $2. This kid is burning some Blangolan bucks. He said SKC needs crutches from that fall. I mean, dude.
But
they could sue from that fall.
But Greg Popovich is still coaching the Spurs, right? Because of what he did. Like, there are entities in sports where they get to stay for a certain amount of time because of what they built. And then there's the question of, if Peter Vermees leaves, what is Sporting Kansas City? Like, is that a city that foreign players want to come and play at?
No.
Is that a city American players want to go play
but
at?
But that's the city where you get someone.
And shout out Kansas City, by the way. I enjoy Kansas City.
Kansas City's a great town.
Yeah. Great bread. Okay. Good coffee.
Great coffee.
Good barbecue.
Also, went to a dope bar called Up in the Updown, or the Up and Downs, the arcade bar.
Yeah.
And I got a Manhattan and four beers. And the guy was like, that'll be 50-50. And I'm like, wow, you're going to get me for 50 cents? I had two 20s and a 10 in my hand. And he pulled out one of the 20s and he goes, it's 15-50.
Stop.
And he goes, I go, what? And he goes, you're from New York, huh? I was like, I said one Manhattan, which is already 15 bucks in New York.
Yeah.
And four beers. And he goes, yeah, it's happy hour. I go, it's a little too, y'all a little too happy.
Also, you're paying cash? Who's this cash guy?
This
over
was
here?
Before the money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Yeah.
No, now your boys are getting them.
I didn't realize.
Delta Sky
you
miles.
You had the money waistband the when you traveled to Kansas.
My mom, bro. The lady who just called, she'd had, what are the Amex checks? What are those things called?
Bankers. Checks,
bank checks, or like money, whatever.
Traveler's checks.
Bro, it looked like a rap video in the hotel room, bro. She out there making it rain. We used to mess with them, and she's like, I would draw dicks on them, and she's like, stop drawing on the goddamn banker's check.
Oh, Mike Thomas here. This is a good one. Wenger,
right? Wenger leaves. What is ours? Oh, stop it.
No. But his point is right? Which was
no, it's not.
Wenger was given a lot of time and space at the end because he was Arsene Wenger.
You get some.
Yeah.
Some.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying part of this conversation is Peter Vermees built SKC, and he built them to an extent where they were an irrelevant club. He made them relevant. He made them winners on the field. All of their infrastructure, they built this, you know, massive training center that the U.S. national
Swope
team
Park,
goes
which
to.
Which is not called Swope Park anymore, but
whatever it is.
Yeah.
All of that's Peter Vermees, right? So they are a soccer center of North America because of him. So
yeah, and they would scout in different zip codes because they had like no one around them, right? I get that, yes, but no, it's true. Like there wasn't enough core of a player. Miguelito
they
left
went out and got Gianluca Busio from North Carolina and guys
they
like
went
that.
To zip codes that didn't have teams and they were able to, but fine. But that's that you're granted some legend status within the club and you're granted a position so you don't have to go find a job. But maybe that position isn't coach.
Yeah.
And at some point, we have to ask, how is it that you've all of a sudden stopped finding a way to inspire these players to play well? And I know there's been injuries and it hasn't been perfect, but what I'm trying to say is, at some point, we have to make a decision that maybe somebody else could shake this up in a different way. For you're starting to ruin Daniel Shalhoub's, you know, this part of his career. I don't want to call it a peak because I think he's still young.
We're firing Peter Vermees because of Daniel Shalhoub.
I'm using that as an example.
The Hungarian homegrown.
Cavicho, stand up for your man, bro. You kind of get what I'm saying here, right? Like the Zusi Beisler days are over.
And that's the problem. The problem was...
Then isn't his job to continue to find players like
that? No, he needs to build a new core. The issue was, in all the mistakes he made for years, the fact that they had... Melia, Beisler, Zusi, and Roger meant that as bad as the Claudio Biello played.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. As bad as.
This is one of your supreme talents, man. You could pull out names.
Yeah. And it's for SKC, it's pretty stark. Like, we're talking about some bad international signings. It didn't matter because their core was so good. And other teams make mistakes too. And their core always kept them alive. That core doesn't exist anymore. And he has not rebuilt that core. And that is where they failed the most. They tried to do it through the DPs. Kinda's young. Pulido's entering his prime. Right. Like, Russell is on the back end, but fine, that's one signing. You talk about Shalhoub. Like, there should be four or five guys that you can lock in and say, these are the guys. Those players have been injured or they have failed to perform in MLS. And he has reverted back to Melia and Zusi and Roger rather than moving on.
So two things. I want to counter what you're saying. I want to read Camicho's comments that he should have said goodbye amicably after last season before signing for 5 years, which is a nice way of saying you don't get to sign an extension when you ain't doing your job well. Yeah. And I'll explain what I mean by that. But Zachary Johnson did pay $5 for me to read this. SKC needs to start recruiting some of those corn feed boys. I believe he meant corn fed boys because corn feed boys are just guys who work, who do the corn feed job. And I don't think they're good soccer players. But I agree. I mean, maybe you could build an academy or something and develop from young in out there in Kansas City or in Missouri. But that said, I think one of the things that disturbs me most about Sporting Kansas City is they're so far behind. They're kind of like Montreal, although Montreal did a good job of it this last offseason. They're so far behind on the selling league front. Yeah. You're not building the players that are going to be tomorrow's stars. At least we haven't seen it. You're so far behind a Philly. You're so far behind a FC Dallas. You're so far behind an NYCFC that it shocks me. They're like, not only are you far behind on the job itself of getting the team to play well. Not only are you far behind on recruiting players that can play at a top level, you're now far behind on presenting the younger players you can sell. So now Sporting Kansas City is behind the ball or behind the eight ball that supposedly this guy did a good job of doing. No?
I would disagree a little because I would say, one, there's not one size fits all in MLS. Like, not everyone needs to be.
Which filling. You and I hate those things because for hats, because we both have big noggins.
And mine changes based on the temperature and how I'm feeling.
What's the barometer at?
Yeah, I need an adjustable guy on there. Also, I will lose it in 2 days.
Yeah.
Shout out to whatever person in Montreal found my Mets hat because I lose every hat
really?
All the time. Yeah, I roll through them fast. That's a business expense. I just keep buying hats and just keep losing them because you need them.
Yeah, that's a business expense. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I always lose my hats. That's why I buy one every week.
Exactly.
Not that I'm like, ooh, cool color that I have sneakers that match it like an idiot.
Nor I goals. Couldn't do that because I would lose that hat. Then I have to get rid of that pair of shoes.
Then you have to lose those sneakers.
Yeah, exactly. I'm supposed to buy another hat. Exactly. So I do New York City style, which is everything's black and white.
Yeah.
Facts. So I don't think there's a one size fits all. So I would disagree that SKC is behind because that is why they won't win. And they've actually built out a decent network of stuff where they sold Busio because they went and got him from North Carolina.
Right.
They convinced him they were the best place to be. They had the setup for him to move there.
And they did it. They flipped him.
And then they flipped him. So they have actually some proof of model for some players, but not every team is going to be a selling team in MLS.
Isn't that kind of the way forward?
Not always, because your way forward could be different in that. So the Rapids are a selling team, but they are acquiring Austin Trusty and then selling him on with a fee back to Philly, which is different than Philly, who are taking 14-year-olds, pushing them through their team and selling them, right? Those teams are literally doing the same thing in different ways. So SKC could be a team where they are the ones who acquire players and then trade them in MLS when you sell a guy to replace the guy you have. Or they're a team where they are leaning on 26 and 27-year-olds and they can beat you because they're going to be more consistent year to year. And maybe those guys' ceiling talent isn't as good, right? Like an Eric Tommy or like a William Agata. Maybe their ceiling is not Diego Rossi. Right. But if they're consistent all the time and they're all there, that's a way to win as well. So there's more than one model to win. I think it's fair to say they're behind on that style and they will probably not be that team. But by signing Alan Pulido and Gadi Kinder, you're not trying to be that team. Those are like win now moves, build a team around those guys and win around them. And I think it's fair in their market to, if they sell out their stadium and people buy their gear and do stuff, they don't need to be a selling team potentially because they can be a big team without that.
So let me ask you this. If you're a coach and you decide to make some win now moves and you don't win now, what do you think is going to happen?
I think you're going to get fired.
Okay. Do you think you're going to get an extension?
No, I would not think that.
Okay. So,
it would help if your boss was you.
Yeah.
Because then you can get an extension. Yeah.
Hey, I'm doing a great job over here. I just did my annual review. It's all positive. 5 stars across the board. I guess that's my frustration. There's even more happening in this league where it's so weird to be this early in a season and already thinking about teams that are coaches are on a hot seat or teams that aren't playing well. So I think, you know, Greg Vanney, Peter Vermees, they're in a hot seat. Teams might be struggling, but they're fine.
Peter Vermees not actually in a hot seat.
I should be. Sorry.
Signed a 5-year extension.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's like if I get a job as a personal trainer. That's
my dream is to get a full-time job so that I could get bought out or laid off. That's the dream. And if Peter Vermees gets bought out of a 5-year deal, that's buddy, vacation.
High fives. Yeah. High fives all the way.
That's the dream right there.
That's the Graham Potter move right there.
Graham Potter getting paid by 2 clubs right now, bro. He's doing all right. My thing when it comes, and I want to temper what I say, because I think New York Red Bull fans already believe that I hate them because I'm an NYCFC fan. But
because I do. Was what just
I don't hate them, right? I like when they lose, but... That said, can you pull up the standings?
Yeah.
When I look at where they are, and I remember that era with Henri and you know, Luke Rogers, you James. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember that era. I remember Kenny Cooper. They won the Supporter Shield. Who was the Sam? Sam Lloyd.
Lloyd Sam.
Lloyd Sam.
Yeah. Charlotte. He was the Charlotte announcer last year in Arizona Apple TV.
Yeah.
Shout out Lloyd.
Dude, Lloyd Sam, killing it. He's a big fashion guy as well on the internet.
On the internet.
Remy's his agent. That's how I met him. But
on the internet.
You know, on, he's a big, yeah. I'm my grandpa now. Yeah. On the Instagram. When I look at where the New York Rebels were, and they were, you know, afraid, I got the sense that there was a bit of fear when NYCFC started that, like, they get all the big names, and of course they got, you know, some of the bigger names. But they were, like, competing with NYCFC. And while I don't think NYCFC is doing the greatest, I don't think that all their problems are solved, although when they play in Queens, it looks like all their problems are solved. The stadium is packed. Everyone loves it. And I can't wait for the stadium to open. But when I look over across the river at Red Bull, I see a club that there's, like, indifference of. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The fans aren't happy. We could talk about the atrocious racism situation that happened. We could bring that up. I think for the most part, it's kind of figured out, right? He's going to have an extended leave. I think six games.
Suspension.
It looks like the fans are not happy about it. Shouts to ESC, Viking Army, and I can't remember if there's another one.
Those were the main two, I believe.
Huh?
Were those the main two? Garden City.
Wasn't it a Tricordia or something like that? Isn't there, like, there's another one? But they staged, was it 101, the South Ward, mm-hmm. staged a walkout. I'm really upset that security let other people move into that stand. That's BS. But shouts to those fans for standing up for the right things, which I absolutely approve of. And I think every NYCFC fan should back. And a Rebel fan that did that. That said, when I look at where the club is, it takes me back to that town hall. And it takes me back to Luis Robles having to sit there and withstand this barrage, you know? And that moment feels like it got pushed, it got swept under the rug. And now here we are, where undoubtedly one of the top three new kits of the season, right? I can't remember the designer. Zachary Johnson paid $2 for me to say this. Not every team can have a Tim Bezbachenko.
Nailed it.
Course.
I felt the pause. I got a little nervous for you.
You know what it is?
And then you hit it out
the
park.
A lot more consonants than I expected.
Bez would appreciate it.
Yeah.
That.
You should go Blezbachenko because remember, it's cool again. But
I'm going to tell him.
he's
no idea what it means.
When he goes to Blangola, he'll get it. But when I look at where the Rebel are now, it almost feels like everyone's kind of okay that it's not going well. And okay. Everyone talks about, like, oh, you know, City Football Group owns Manchester. Bro, you're owned by a major drink corporation that's got people hopping off bikes and, you know, doing all crazy stuff, jumping. So a guy jumped from outer space back into our orbit. All right. Come on now. Y'all got money.
Yeah.
You know, stop it. Why is there this indifference? Is it something that I'm just noticing for myself? Have you seen it? Is there a way where on the field they can fix this?
So it's funny that you bring up the town hall. I hadn't thought about that in a while because that ended up.
Are you impressed I pulled that up?
Super impressed.
Good, you should be.
Yeah.
I'm impressed I pulled that up.
Because that led to probably their greatest era of success, right?
Why?
Because Jesse Marsh took over and Ali Curtis took over with a plan. And not just...
But there was a sense that, like, we need a plan. Because it felt like there wasn't one before. They're like, we'll get Rafa Marquez.
Because it's the same thing we just talked about with the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Right? This is the same moment.
Henry said, I want to go to New York. He didn't say, like, I want to play for the Red Bull.
No.
Yeah.
And then at that moment, like, I think when the town hall happened, the Galaxy had just 2 years earlier won their last MLS Cup that they won. And then the next year, they went to the Western Conference Finals or won it, whatever. From that moment on, the Galaxy have not changed. The Red Bulls changed. They built an academy, they built a youth initiative, they put in a style, they focus on their style rather than on names.
Right.
And
Ralph Rangnick ball went all the way down, which I also agree with.
And they proceeded to have their most successful era in MLS. They won two supporter shields.
Mm-hmm.
They went to an Open Cup final. They went to a couple Eastern Conference finals. They now currently are tied for the longest playoff streak in MLS.
Mm-hmm.
And Seattle didn't get in last year. So if the Red Bulls get in this year.
How many trophies they got for that?
Well, they got two supporters. Yeah.
Those are that's silverware. That's not a trophy.
Oh,
it's not. And the only reason I say that is because the only reason you can't drink out of a supporter shield, can you?
Only the one, the Philly one.
You don't want to eat off a beautiful silver plate.
You think I've not eaten off a cup out of a cup, bro? We stay with them red plastic cups in my
Elote.
House. But the Esquites, bro. Esquites. Come on now. Right? And we hate LA. Look at all the references we just pulled up. The reason I bring that up, it's not me joking about them. It's the fan base kind of has the right to say that enough is enough.
But I don't think the fan, from my experience, I don't think the fan base was actually upset throughout that run. They were a good team.
No. During that run, they weren't. Yeah. I think now there's when you look back, we won 2 supporter shields. Is that real? You were trying to win an MLS Cup.
And now that they have their system in place where they bring through good academy players, they have a style that they lean on, which helps them win. The question has always been, okay, can Red Bull and Red Bull Global jumping out of aircrafts and all this stuff, can they add the extra 10% on top? So instead of being like, oh, this player's better than what we spent on him, could we just spend some money on a star striker so that all of the pieces we have are enough to win MLS Cup, to get us over the top? And it's not just a striker. There's other stuff in there.
And they've done this. Erling Haaland was a Red Bull Salzburg player. I was like,
Erling Haaland came to MLS.
Yeah, no. Right? Look, hey, he should have been a little loan in the summer.
But Erling Haaland was brought in to. But no, I think even with Leipzig, they haven't really done this, right? With Leipzig, they're so committed to the youth and selling and all those things that they've been on the verge of Bundesliga titles, and then they have sold their best player to Bayern. Right.
Yes, because that is a part of their system.
So that is the ethos. And then if you take the ethos and you add a couple hundred thousand miles, 100 is probably a wrong number, but to go from Germany to New York.
I'm not going to correct you.
I think you then, it gets a little watered down. And this is sort of maybe the ceiling of what it's capable of if this is how Red Bull are going to run this club, which is sort of from afar. And involved in the parts they want to be, which is the young players that they can then bring to Europe, like Tyler Adams and like Caden Clark. But they don't really seem to think that winning MLS Cup is the number one focus.
So if the situation with Van Zier hadn't happened, I'd ask you, Gerhard Struber. Now, people may not know, but and now his name is escaping me. St. Louis.
Bradley Carnell.
Bradley Carnell was an assistant under Chris Armas, who also is the first half Puerto Rican, half Cuban coach in MLS history.
Are we about to talk about your stand-up routine and meeting his mom?
I met his mom.
I've heard that story a couple of times. Yeah,
I will repeat it one more time.
Shout out Long Island Rough Riders.
I heard a lot of this that night. Whatchamacallit? Someone said trickle down bullonomics.
I like that.
Dude, the chat is on fire today. Shouts to everyone in the chat. If you're listening to this and you're not a part of the chat, get in there. When I was performing, obviously, she was like, "You really like soccer?" And I said, Yeah. She goes, "So maybe you know my son. He works for the Red Bull." And I go, "Yeah, who's that?" He goes, "Chris Armas." I go, "Of course I know your son. He's a head coach. He's the first Puerto Rican head coach." She grabbed my forearm and pulled me close. She goes, "Cuban." I was like, just like Fat Joe. No one ever knew Fat Joe was also half Cuban, but he was embarrassed to say because there wasn't enough Cubans. You would have saved me a lot of strife.
I think it's better to not.
Come on, the Cuban it ain't Miami, bro. We up here. We know how to vote.
Yeah, because that's the only issue
Let's
with Cubans.
Let's just say we're not all fans of Jeff Cameron up here. the reason I bring all that up is Bradley Carnell was an assistant under Chris Armas. They went out and got Jesse Marsh after that?
No. So Carnell took over as interim after Chris Armas got fired.
Right. And then who did they get after that?
Gerhard Struber.
Gerhard Struber. Yeah. So Gerhard Struber is not doing incredibly well. It also seems like, I don't want to say he's out of his depth, but it seems like he didn't really understand the job he was taking when he came here, right? Is that a fair assessment?
He's new to, whether he understood it or not, you're new to the league. It's harder than someone who knows the league.
Meanwhile, St. Louis doing pretty good. Yeah, it's not bad. They 5 in a row, lost 2, but then they bombarded the next game. 5-1, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, they brought in the Tornadoes pregame.
Yeah. 2 hour wait.
The whole atmosphere.
Drunk.
Yeah.
We're going to really build this atmosphere. We're going to show you what the Midwest is all about. And I get why Red Bull fans are like, wait a minute. We had him, and now he's doing well. We do this, and now the other team is doing well. And meanwhile, fans aren't coming to the stadium.
I saw someone tweet, and I don't know if you remember this, but there was a national TV game and Jesse Marsh got caught on camera leaving so he could get on a flight to get to Europe because his UEFA A license course.
Yes, I do remember.
And
this.
Then he went, he didn't leave to be a head coach in Europe. He went to be an assistant.
An assistant under Ralf Rangnick.
Yeah. And I think I saw someone tweet the calm tide that day. But the point being, and what you're saying now, is they are developing great people both on and off the field,
right,
who are succeeding elsewhere. And it feels like the number one goal of this team is the development and not winning with the team. And so Bradley,
does that not take something out of the players? Wouldn't you assume that that kind of diminishes your desire?
Yeah. I think there's a chance of like, I don't know how NYCFC fans feel about this too. Shout out to Zachary
Johnson spent $2 to say what?
Chris Armas, the Cuban missile. That's a good one too. But what do you feel after NYCFC wins MLS Cup? And then challenges, and then half the team goes to play for other city football group teams, and they started this year without a starting lineup.
Yeah, they went out and got Richie Ledesma, who I like, who has a potential to play for US or Mexico.
Seven games into the season. Like, yeah, I mean, Alex Collins, Santi Rodriguez, Nicholas, all these dudes play for a CFG club. Is that not hard?
Yeah, I get it. The reason I'm not upset is, it feels like NYCFC, and I don't know this. We currently don't work for the club. Negotiations ongoing. So I feel like I can say this. Something, you know, the mothership is dealing with some legal issues you might have heard about. You know what I mean? Plus, they're trying to build a stadium. That finally got approved. So a lot of the budget shifted from we need to find a way to get the stadium approved to, okay, now we need to build a stadium. And
But it's New York City construction, so it'll be cheap.
Yeah, and I'm sure they won't just shut down your concrete order. Yeah,
it'll be
because
quick.
You didn't pay a guy's named Vito. And I say that with love and allegedly. okay, we're better York. I would never do that to you, you know?
We are the real Italy.
Allegedly. right? This is a mirror room. So I look at the situation. I guess I just have a different viewpoint. I'm not one of these fans that's like, we have to win. We won an MLS Cup before Red Bull did. And again, not rubbing salt in the wounds. I'm saying if you're a Red Bull fan, you have to be looking at this and say to yourself, this hasn't gone. I've committed so much of my life to this project. So for you to say, oh, well, we're developing kids so that a team in Leipzig does a little bit better, it's got to be banana. It's got to drive you insane.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. And I think you're seeing it in the stadium. I think, like you said, like fans don't seem as invested. They're not connected. They don't enjoy watching what they're seeing. They don't score goals.
No.
It's not like fun to watch.
If it was fun, like, look, St. Louis is fun. You might see a 10-0 loss, but you're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be great. They're going to go all out. They're going to try to win big every time. And there's something about that. I remember Lutz Fanishtil. Hopefully that's what his name is.
No, I think you were 90% of the way there.
That's good. Yeah. That's an A. That's like a 3 in my scale.
Swap it. -3 is best. So that's like -3.
I'm not dusty. That's all you got to know. I forgot what I was saying.
It's not fun.
Yeah, at least St. Louis, I remember Lutz was talking about, like, we're going to build a fun team. And I'm like, bro, you're a goalkeeper. What are you talking about? And I said this to Steve Cherundolo. I'm like, you're a defender. You don't know nothing about attacking. And it's incredible. But I said to Lutz, I'm like, all right. He kind of explained to us how he wanted to play. But watching it now, you're like, this is that fun. If Red Bull played the way St. Louis, even without the wins, if they just played all out, like almost like – the rock and roll, you know, press or whatever, the gegenpressing, that almost like
but
Atlanta times two. But the fun part isn't attached to it. It's just pressing. It feels like tactically we're doing what we're supposed to do. Fundamentally, we're right. But the joy is removed.
Yes. But I do think this is part of the experience St. Louis is going to have, which is Red Bulls have done this for 10 years. So, like, people come in and they're like, no, we're good.
Yeah.
Like, you have the ball. We're just going to sit here, prove you can beat us because we've done this for 9 years.
Right.
Whereas St. Louis, this is 5 games. Right. This has happened. So I think that's
St. Louis looks like a bunch of guys playing air guitar, bro. Everyone's just having good times, man.
And Red Bulls don't have that. And I think that's huge.
They're air drumming. It's just not as much fun. You know what I mean? It's sad, dude. You know, but here's my last question to you, because I don't want to keep you here forever. We talked about three coaches, three teams that are in the mud a little bit, having a tough time. We talked about Greg Vanney. We talked about Peter Vermes. And we talked about Gerhard Schruber for multiple reasons. Which is the manager you think survives the longest out of those?
Well, Vermes, because, again, five-year contract. My guess would be Struber's the one who leaves the earliest, because I don't think Gerhard Schruber wants to be here very long.
Yeah.
He's not from here. Like, he was coaching in England.
Right.
I think part
He's
of
like,
this...
like, why'd you bring me here, bro?
And part of the reason is because they said, look, Jesse Marsh coached in Leipzig and Salzburg and then in the Premier League. Like, this is our process.
Right.
And Struber has come from the Red Bull family, and he wanted to get back into it and do this. I don't think Gerhard Struber came to MLS because his dream is to be an MLS coach. Right. So I think that one, for multiple reasons, is the one that ends the earliest. And there are a lot of people who think it'll be soon. I'm not sure about that.
It feels like it.
But it's also, the timeline may be less the MLS season and more the European seasons are about to end. And if he's going to get a job over there, it's going to happen in the summer, right? It's going to happen when teams have time to interview and have their process. And I think he's going to put himself in those conversations. So It might work out best for everyone if he does do that. And I think there is a succession plan in place for Red Bulls. I'm not 100% sure, but they've brought in a guy, Troy Lesane, who was the New Mexico United original coach and sporting director. He's a young guy, came from Charleston. He built that club, which, you know, 12,000 fans, did well, all that stuff. He then left that to become an assistant coach at Red Bulls. I think with the idea, same with Bradley Carnell, same with Jesse, same with Struber, of
you're
like,
in the system,
buy
you're next.
In, yeah. We believe in you. So I think he would be the next guy, and I think he'd be exciting if that's the way it went. But yeah, I would assume that would be the one that would end first. I have no idea what's going on in LA. Chris Klein's writing a letter saying, I'm out. And then arbitrary thing not super specific.
Hey, dude, if in the next 10 years you don't see a chance, I'll walk away. Yeah. As soon as my bonus hits, I'll walk away. I love it.
Yeah.
Last question real quick. Zendejas starter or no on the national team?
Probably not. Probably right on the edge. But
if you did start him, who would he start over?
Well,
better question. Tim Way, at what position?
I would say still wing. For
really?
The
Even though he's not playing in his team?
He wasn't really playing it before either. Like, he's played as a center forward. He played as a right back before the World Cup, even.
Now he's a left back.
And he played there.
He?
I think he's played right back mainly, but
it's crazy.
He's still a game changer for the U.S., and right back's a position where we actually have players. So I wouldn't use him there.
Dude, David Goss, where can people follow you besides around the library?
That would be my favorite one. I need good book recommendations.
Yeah, tell people to follow you around the library. Yeah. That'll be safe. Where can people follow you? Social media, things like that?
Yeah, at Empire Goss on Twitter. So GASS, my last name, because, you know, my family decided that was convenient for everyone involved. So on Twitter, I host a show at MLS twice a week called Extra Time. If you don't know about it,
bro, you're sleeping on it. It's one of the best shows.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. I don't listen to it, so
we're big fans.
Appreciate that.
I don't listen to it either. We've never been invited on. But we
hopefully you'll see me on CBS Morning. What's the show called?
Morning Footy.
Yeah, once my guy hooks me up right here, my agent.
Come on, let's go. We got to get you on.
Yeah, so that too. No, I'm just kidding. And then wherever else. I don't know. I pop up in random places.
Yeah. One of the best, one of the coolest, one of the smartest. And David Goss is also here. Thank you, Miguelito. Thank you, everyone. Hit subscribe, hit follow, hit whatever. You know, help us, support us. Thank you for everyone who sent in a super chat. You guys are the coolest for everyone.
Shout
listening.
Out to Omar trying to start a whole new episode in the final question.
Yeah. We're already saying bye, but he said, at what point do we still start players not playing week in and week out on the national team? You know what? Great question.
That's
we'll talk about it next episode.
Yeah.
Gusta la gasolina.
Thank you, Isaac.
Hey, come on. Shouts to Metal Arc, shouts to Coors Light, shouts to DraftKings. We love you guys. Bye.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.